Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Stay Sexy and Don't Get Murdered by Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark. So Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel more empowered or more paranoid?
Oh, definitely empowered. But also, I double-checked my locks. It's this perfect blend of you're a badass and the world is terrifying, so lock your damn door. And honestly, that's the whole point, right?
Exactly. The title sounds like a joke, but it's actually a real philosophy. Stay Sexy isn't about looking hot. It's about owning who you are, flaws and all. And Don't Get Murdered is the practical side. Trust your instincts, set boundaries.
Right. And they're not saying those two things are separate. They're deeply connected. You can't be your authentic self if you're paralyzed by fear. And you can't stay safe if you're so disconnected from yourself that you ignore your gut.
That's the part that really got me. They talk about the lizard brain, that primal warning system we all have. And they say we ignore it because we're too polite. How many times have you stayed in a situation because you didn't want to be rude?
Oh, way too many. And that's one of their big mantras. Fuck politeness. It's not about being a jerk. It's about prioritizing your safety over social niceties. If someone makes you uncomfortable, you can just leave. You don't need a reason.
I love that. And they back it up with their own stories. Karen talks about getting sober after hitting rock bottom with alcohol and cocaine. She's brutally honest about being a mess and how shame almost kept her from getting help.
And Georgia opens up about her severe anxiety and bulimia. She talks about feeling unlovable. The radical thing they're doing is saying, you can be a complete disaster and still be worthy of a good life. You don't have to be the perfect victim.
Right? They reject that whole perfect victim narrative. You can have a criminal record, messy relationships, a messy apartment, and you still deserve safety and love. That's such a powerful antidote to the toxic perfectionism we see everywhere.
Especially for women, honestly. We're taught to shrink ourselves, be nice, don't cause a scene. And this book is basically a permission slip to take up space and trust yourself. It's like a battle cry for the imperfect and the anxious.
Yeah, and I think that's why the book feels so personal. It's structured as a series of essays, but it reads like two best friends talking. Karen brings the sharp, cynical humor, and Georgia brings the earnest, emotional openness.
They complement each other perfectly. One is like the tough older sister who tells you to get your shit together, and the other holds her hand and says it's gonna be okay. And they both use profanity and dark humor. It's so authentic.
That authenticity is the book's biggest strength. It disarms you. You feel like you're part of the tribe. And they're very clear that this tribe isn't just them. It's the community they've built, the murderinos, who share this love of true crime and mental health advocacy.
Exactly. They talk about how finding your people is crucial for both mental health and safety. Your people are the ones who pick you up, tell you the hard truths, and help you hide the body, metaphorically speaking. Connection breeds resilience.
So the takeaway for me is that fear is never going away. The goal isn't to stop being afraid. It's to learn how to function despite the fear. And that starts with knowing yourself and trusting your instincts.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So in the end, this book is about agency. It's about taking back control of your life in a world that feels chaotic and reminding yourself that you don't have to be perfect to be worthy of love and safety. Just lock your doors and be you. We'll see you in the next one.